The forum was civil and courteous, and the candidates for state house, the incumbent Democrat Jonathan Christ Tompkins and Republican Sheila Finkenbinder, stood solidly on their respective party platforms. On climate change, for example, Finkenbinder was reluctant to endorse any solution that might harm the state's economic base.
Not too many jets, airplanes, trains, trucks run on solar or wind energy, but we need to do what we can to develop these alternative sources, especially in our smaller communities, so that we can reduce the impact of global warming on the state of Alaska.
Christ Tompkins, on the other hand, addressed climate change as more of a clear and present danger.
Climate change is real, first of all. I don't say I believe climate change is real, because I don't think there's belief that's really involved in that statement. It's an empirical fact, and if you talk with anyone who is having their village wash away into the Chukchi Sea, as is occurring in Shishmaref or Kaktovik, that's not an academic or intellectual scenario.
Christ Tompkins has represented the district for 4 years after unseating longtime Haines representative Bill Thomas. But even though he's concerned about climate change, Christ Tompkins is not anti-development. He's okay with opening the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, known as ANWR, to oil exploration.
It's possible to have sustainable resource extraction in the state, and I think that includes the coastal plain of ANWR.
Finkenbinder has pro-business credentials and has been a past president of the Sitka Republican Women. She knows her way around the legislature, having worked as an aide to former Representative Peggy Wilson in 2011. Some of her views place her outside the party line. She's a pro-choice Republican.
When a life is created, that decision whether to continue that life or end that life belongs to the woman and the man that are responsible for the beginning of that life.
Finkenbinder said that she objected to government-funded abortion. With the state facing an unprecedented budget crisis, it's not likely that issues like abortion will be on the table soon for the legislature. Senate candidate Bert Stedman summed up the state's problem in one word.
Cash. The state is burning through its cash resources on an unprecedented schedule.
Stedman, a 13-year incumbent, is facing only a write-in challenge in the November election from Petersburg handyman Michael Sheldon, who opposed the Senate's efforts to allocate permanent fund earnings to close the state's budget gap. While Stedman doused hopes that a large newly discovered oil field in Smith Bay would turn the state's finances around such that Sitka could win a multi-million dollar road across Baranof Island, he was optimistic about the future.
So we're not, you know, coming to the end of Alaska's hydrocarbon age. We're in the beginning of it.
But there was more on the minds of the 40 students and members of the public in the audience than money. They asked the candidates their thoughts on the high-profile issue of gender identity in public bathrooms. Christ Tompkins was open-minded, but thought the issue was a distraction from the state's real challenges.
People are who they are. We should embrace that. We shouldn't legislate that.
Finkenbinder disagreed.
I believe that there are a lot of people in this world that are extremely uncomfortable with having people of another sex in their bathroom or especially in their locker room.
In all, students and audience members asked almost 24 questions of the candidates on marijuana, the ferry system, standardized testing, and prayer in schools. Not every question dealt with a policy issue likely to reach the floor anytime soon, and some just took the candidate's temperature on a difficult problem. For example, did they support physician-assisted suicide? The veteran politicians, Stedman and Christ Tompkins, were cautious.
I think the angels in the details here, I'd have to wait and see what the legislation looked like.
I wouldn't really want to go there in terms of legislation that we're considering.
But newcomer Finkenbinder dove right in.
The slippery slope that you enter when you make something like that legal could lead to consequences that we would not be happy with. So no.
And now the problem for voters will be who to send to Juneau in November. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.